Welcome to the Investor and Analyst Meet of Talgo Automotive Components Limited. I have with me Mr. Anup Talwar, Joint Managing Director, Mr. Naveen Juneja, Director and Group CFO, Mr. Suresh Sharma, President of the Gasket and Heat Shield Division, Mr. Vivek Singh, President of the Forgings Division, Mr. Ashish Gupta, CEO, MTCS, Mr. Rajiv Verma, Business Head, TMR, and Mr. Sushant Sidwani, Marketing Head, TACS. Thank you all for joining us today. With this, I hand over to Mr. Anup Talwar for his opening comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Devan. A very warm afternoon, and thank you all for being here today for a Talgo's 2.0 investor meet. Given that it's the IPL season, I thought, why come alone? Let's get the coach also and get the captains also for this entire meet. So as Devan already said to you, that we've got Mr. Juneja with us, who's been with the family for 35 years. I call him coach. And then we've got the captains of each division out. Suresh for the gasket and heat shield division. Vivek for the forging division. We've got Ashish for the chassis division, joint venture Morelli. Rajiv Verma for the rubber division. And Sushant to represent Nippon Leacher Salvos today. So let me give a little brief about the automotive industry. Not only is the automotive industry going through a dream phase in our country, I think every sector is going through a dream phase. I mean, if you look at the hospitality sector, you look at the infrastructure, it's actually going through a very, very good period in our country. And I think it is our time as Indians, it's our time to be here. This whole Make in India campaign which Mr. Modi started many years back is really paying dividends today. A little bit on the auto sector. The PV space will continue to dominate even this year. Although it had a very, very good run last year, it will dominate still because there's still a lot of demand for vehicles, and India being a very aspirational society, you know, want to buy cars, want to buy flats, want to buy watches, that can continue. And we are seeing that with all our OEM schedules. I think an outlier this year, commercial vehicle space, where we are very strong in that in the Talgo's group. We feel with elections around the corner, there's a lot of spend on infrastructure, a lot of highways being built throughout the country, with Mr. Gadkari talking about, you know, he wants to build highways as much as the US, if not more. So we see a big, big scope in CV, where we're very, very strong. Coming to Talgo's Automotive, some of you are familiar faces, some of you are new faces. I'll just take about 5 minutes to kind of explain to you what is Talgo's and why we're here. The reason that we call it Talgo's 2.0 is that we are today at an inflection point in our business lines. I think with all the work that has gone in over the years, whether it is to nurture the joint ventures, for them to take off now, or to really get in the export market, I think today we're really at a truly inflection point. Talgo's Automotive has got five different distinct business lines. We have the gaskets and the heat shield business division. We have the forging division. We have the chassis division. We have rubber, which is anti-vibration and hoses, as well as heat shields, and not to forget the forging line. I think the beauty is that we're a very hedged autocomp supplier with components across all segments. So from the lightest two-wheeler to the heaviest truck, to the heaviest off-roader, to PV, we are there everywhere. And not to mention now this trend of EV, we are there also in EV vehicles, both domestically and globally. I'd like to take about a couple of minutes just to introduce a few key points about our divisions, and that will make life much easier for our presidents to talk a little bit more in detail. In our gasket business line, we continue to dominate the market share in India. We have about a 50% market share for gaskets in India, along with a JV partner called Nippon Leachers. We've got single source status with some customers such as Cummins, Bajaj, and John Deere for this division. I'd like to also highlight a very interesting point. There's a lot of talk in the world about EV or hydrogen or fuel cells or whatnot. We firmly believe, as told to us by one of our leading customers called Cummins, that they'll be the last man standing making engines worldwide. And we are single source to Cummins making gaskets for them. We've signed an agreement, which Suresh will talk a little bit more in detail with you. Till about 2030, we will co-design products for Cummins internationally. What will happen in this space is there's a lot of consolidation happening in this space. So they are buying a lot of engine makers like Eaton or Briggs & Stratton, and they've started buying engines from Daimler and Mitsubishi. So the advantage of Talbot will be that if I'm supplying a component to one gasket, now I can supply to seven gaskets because it's a very commonized platform. So that will only grow in the future. We've also introduced a new line called H-Shields, which is a very futuristic product with our TA partner, Sanma Japan. This product is also housed under our gasket division. It's the future. We've already started supplying to India's leading car makers like Maruti, Hyundai, and Kia, and Jaguar Land Rover. I think we're the first movers in the country for this product line, and it has a really, really bright future. I think the global market for heat shields is over about $25 billion, if I'm not wrong. Then we have our forging business line, which Vivek will take you through. This division is an absolute growth driver for us going forward, and it's an outlier for the Talbot Group because it exports 50% revenues. So 50 is domestic and 50 exports. Here we supply a lot of components to agri off-roaders and to electric vehicles as well internationally. Then we have our three joint ventures. We've got Nippon Leakless Talbot, which Sushant will talk about. This is a joint venture with Nippon Leakless Japan for basically two-wheeler gaskets in the country, predominantly Honda scooters and Hero motorcycle. Very high EBITDA margin business, and just linked to the two-wheeler segment. Then we've got a joint venture with Marelli, which Ashish will talk to you in a few minutes. This joint venture is predominantly for chassis components, but now we are branching out not only for chassis, but branching out now to products which are directly for EV drivetrain, where the product rupee value is going to go up from 1,000 rupees a component to about 4,000, 5,000. So he will talk to you about that, how he's directly talking to, you know, Tata Motors in a big way for their entire EV drivetrain peripheral product line. Then we've got a joint venture with Japan, which Rajiv will take us through this. It's a product, it's a JV with Marugo Japan, who are pioneers in rubber. They just celebrated 100 years about 3 years back pre-pandemic when I was there to witness that great event, which took place. And with them, we are doing rubber components and hoses. And just recently, we've flagged up a new product called E20 fuel hoses, which the government was talking about to blend ethanol and reduce the import bill. So we are one of the few players in the country who really achieved this milestone. So just a little brief glimpse of our numbers. Even the pandemic year, we still managed to grow about 14% in revenue and maintained our EBITDA margins at about 13.5 to 14%. Again, linked to the fact that we keep saying that we are a hedged autocom. You know, we are across various segments. We are in gaskets, we are in heat shields, we are in forging, we are in chassis, we are in rubber. We are across several segments and several territories. Exports today are about 25% of our turnover. So that's really been a savior for us, and I think it was an achievement that we even grew in a pandemic era. We closed this financial year, these numbers are not audited obviously, at about 1,000 crores for the year. In full value, in Indian accounting standards, you don't see the full value because of the new ways of accounting. But as of what we manage and what we run, we closed about 1,000 crores this year, with gaskets and heat shield being almost about 50% of the GDP, which you will see in the future how this entire dynamic will change by other companies like forging and chassis taking over, which are purely EV-proof. We are, like to say that, you know, my grandfather started the business in 1956. I'm third generation. But today, very clearly, we're a family-led but a professionally run company. So all our professionals out here are here with us today and who are like family as well, but purely run by them, and we basically lead on strategy and business other matters. So we have a strong board. We have equal number of independent members on the board as well. We've got people from the automotive industry. We've got people from the press industry. We've got people from Grant Thornton. We've got chartered accountants, FMCG. So we have a strong board, which actually encourages us to do better every day. So this is my last slide. I tried to give a small little introduction about the industry, a little bit about the product that we manufacture. And we're joined, as I already told you, by Mr. Naveen Juneja, who is our group CFO on the board. He'll be taking a few slides in the future about CapEx and returns. And we've got Suresh, who's heading the gasket division, Vivek forging, Ashish, who's heading the chassis division, and Rajiv heading the rubber division. And we've got Sushant, who is here for Nippon Leakless, because the president of Nippon Leakless is on our overseas work trip, so he will talk on those slides. We'd like to just share with you one more thing. All our presidents are incentivized on targets, and they are paid this incentive on an annual basis and also on a four-year rolling plan, for which they've already presented to the board their numbers for the next 4 years. And these are linked to growth rates on the top line and at EBITDA levels. So, well, that's all from my side, and I'll give it to Suresh now to start with the gas and heat shield division. Thank you.
Thank you, Anuj. Good evening to all of you. I am Suresh Kumar Sharma, associated with Talbot for 7 years. And before joining Talbot, my association was with Munjal Showa Limited, Endurance, and JBM. So now about the division. Talbot Automotive Components Limited, founded in 1956 in Faridabad, through a joint venture with British company Cooper Payne, has become India's leading gasket manufacturer, provided complete sealing, thermal management, and NVH, noise, vibration, and harness solutions to partners in various segments of the automotive industry, including passenger cars, two and three-wheelers, LCVs, HCVs, agri, off-road vehicles, and industrial segments. The gasket and heat shield division has established as a key supplier to major customers such as Cummins, Bajaj Auto Limited, John Deere, Volvo Eicher, Honda, and Hero MotoCorp, enjoying single source status for them. The company has also been steadily growing its export segment, supplying to global OEMs and tier one companies such as Cummins, JLR, Volvo, John Deere, Mahle, and others. We are proud to share that our association with Cummins has spanned over 30 years. Our commitment to consistent quality, competitive prices, and a proactive approach to new product development has earned us a category partner status, which is available with India with only few vendors, and a co-designing agreement is signed to develop all future products until 2030. We have also received awards from our performance from our esteemed customers such as Cummins, Tata Motors, KOEL, and JLR Q Award for our consistent performance across all aspects while maintaining high standards of quality, cost, and delivery, QCD. These recognitions serve us as a moral booster, motivating us to strive for next level of excellence. Now in this slide, the gasket and heat shield division of Talbot has achieved a sales revenue growth of 14% last year and clocked 423 crore in financial year 23, with exports also growing by 20%. Despite supply chain challenges, the company has sustained its growth profit margins. On the right hand side, with a positive economic outlook and customer indicators, our division expects to increase its sales revenue of rupees 700 crores by FY27. The major contributors to this growth are anticipated to be the heat shield segment on the right-hand side, these are the avenues from where this 700 crores we are indicating here. It will be majorly coming from, number one, heat shield segment. We started from a zero base in 2018, and it is expected to add 90 crores in revenues by FY27. The continuous focus on growing exports, aiming to achieve 22% of the sales revenue from exports compared to the current level of 17%. Telbros also plans to increase its contribution from passenger vehicle segment 11% from the current level, 2% with a special focus on heat shield segment. Now, Telbros has a strong order book. About this 700 which we are discussing today, we have a very strong order book in both heat shields and gaskets with orders from major customers such as Maruti Suzuki, India Limited, Hyundai, Kia, JLR, Volvo, Cummins, Escorts Kubota, Kamaz Russia, Ashok Leyland and Kawasaki. The company holds 50% share in the gasket through its JV partners and around 70% market share of heat shields with Japanese car makers. Now, looking ahead, what is the way ahead? Telbros Gasket and Heat Shield Division is focusing on expanding its new geographies such as Russia and Japan with its technological products for the two-wheeler, LCV and SCV segments. The division is also working on developing new generation heat shields to meet the emerging demand of companies with compliance with thermal and NVS regulations post BS6. After BS6 implementation, because of thermal requirements in the engine, the heat shield requirement has gone up. Telbros has introduced its Nimbus heat shield to major upcoming vehicle models of MSIL, Hyundai and Kia, and plans to add additional production lines to cater to this growing demand. As I told in the earlier slide, the heat shield we started in 2018 from zero, and we are planning, this is a very upcoming category. So furthermore, the division is collaborating with power generation and general purpose engine manufacturing companies like Cummins, Kirloskar Oil Engines Limited, INEO and Kawasaki to deliver its product portfolio. With these strategic initiatives, technological advancements, collaborations and persistent efforts, Telbros Gasket and Heat Shield Division aims to achieve a sales revenue of 700 crore in FY 2027 while maintaining a sustainable gross profit. With this, I hand over the call to Mr. Vivek Singh for his comments. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sureshji. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Vivek Singh, and I am representing the forging division. I am working with this organization since last about 4 years. I am having total 26 years of experience from diversified industries like car manufacturing, railway signaling and telecommunication, IT industry, engine and gearbox manufacturing. Forging industry has a very vital role in automotive and off-highway industry. It's in all the segments and covers two-wheeler, passenger vehicle, light commercial vehicle, heavy commercial vehicle, tractors and earth movers. Components from forging industry goes into various products like engine, drive transmission, steering system, differential gearboxes, chassis, suspension and axle shafts. Indian forging industry is a multi-billion industry with companies having organized and unorganized setups. Forgings are having benefits over castings. Steel forging can produce automotive components that are stronger and equivalent to casting parts. Forged parts have 26% higher tensile strength and 37% higher fatigue strength than same casting part, resulting in a much longer lifespan. The global automotive forging market size was valued at $45.5 billion in 2020 and is projected to grow to $67.7 billion by 2030, exhibiting a CAGR of 5.1%. Indian metal forging market size is $4.3 billion and projected to grow $8.8 billion by 2030. Indian forging industry is growing and will improve its global share from 9% in 2022 to 13%+ in 2030. We are having facility at Bawal near Gurgaon. The facility is equipped for tooling design and its manufacturing, forging, heat treatment, and machining capabilities. At present, we have 21,000 metric ton forging capacity. We can make parts ranging from 150 grams to 15 kilograms. With increased depth of manufacturing, we have now become a high precision component manufacturer with forgings done in-house. This gives us cutting edge to get new customer and serve them better with the agility as we having everything in-house within four walls. We are present in all the automotive segments like CV, PV, EV, agri and off-highway and two-wheelers. We are single source for most of the Tier 1 OEMs. We have experience on converting components from sheet metal, casting, sintered material, sub-assemblies, welded parts into one seamless forging. We have flexibility to supply from volume as low as 200 parts per annum to 1 million per annum. This helps to cater customer package demand at one place. We are also having warehousing facilities to feed customers in just in time. We have been awarded JLRQ for delivering consistent quality, BMW award for scaling up their volume quickly, and from Dana on increasing our global footprint and supplying to their 14 plants across the globe. We are leveraging these capabilities for new customers and supplying them to global OEMs and Tier 1. Talgros offers one-stop solution to new customers. There have been instances wherein raw material is taken from UK, tools from Spain, forging being done at Italy and machining at Poland and then supplying to OEM at UK. Again here at Talgros, we cut down all these long and complex supply chains, reduce WIPs and various costs at a single source of supply to its customer. Referring to this slide, since FY18, we have nearly doubled our revenues from 115 crore to rupees 215 crore with increased depth of manufacturing. With grown gross profit from 45% to 52%. We are working towards achieving 500 crore by 2027 with CAGR of 23% year on year. On EV front, you can see it on the right side. We started in FY18 with order of merely 1 crore and in current year, we have accrued revenue of 20 crore and by 2027, with present order book, it will be 70 crore. We are supplying these parts to the customer in Europe and our components are going in premier car segments like BMW, Jaguar Land Rover, Volvo, Volkswagen and Porsche cars. With increased power costs, raw material costs, wages, lack of manpower in Europe, we are getting more and more orders for forge and machine parts. We are increasing our focus on export and expanding geographies. Since 2018, we have increased our export share from 47% to 51%. Supply chain gaps created during COVID-19 were grabbed to increase export business. In hand and in pipeline, outlook is to increase export sales to 63% by 2027. Referring to global demand and coupled with infrastructure growth, as a strategy, we are focusing more on off-highway equipment business and will be increasing revenue from agri and off-highway sector to 43% by 2027. We are working on increasing capabilities towards making heavier parts. We are having following order booked from these customers. Some are sample stage and some are in SOP. They are diversified in segments diversified in geography and diversified in terms of products. For JCB UK, we are going to be a single source for manufacturing hydraulic cylinder parts for around 200 variants and 500,000 cylinders manufactured in their UK plant. This project is an alternative sourcing business which we have bagged from their existing source. We have cut down long logistics. Some of their components we have converted from casting to forging. We'll be reducing their inventories, and all of these are being made in our Bawal plant. Also, we have got an offer to Tata Motors for front hub from BMW Germany for making transmission gear, forged and semi-machined. After this project, for Gen 6, we may get another project of worth 90 crores annual potential from BMW. Referring to strong confirmed orders and business in pipeline, our actions are in place to grow forging division. We are adding ring rolling and material gathering forging processes. For these, we have order in hand from customers. We will continue add value to customers by converting casting into forging, increasing digitalization and IoT to leverage its benefits. On product focus front, we are adding heavyweight parts from existing 15 kg to up to 30 kg parts. At present, we are getting these outsourced, targeting products with increased depth of manufacturing and sub-assemblies as finished goods to OEMs and Tier 1s. On market expansion front, we are working on customers from North America and Mexico. RFQs are in advanced stages. These customers are from CVs, off-highway, mining and construction equipment. In past, as volume requirements were gone up, the equipment in phased manner and will continue doing the same. We are building new machine shop in existing premises for keeping 200 plus machines. Phase 1 will be ready by July 2023. We will also be adding new forging equipment in same premises to meet these demands. This is all from my side, and now I'll hand it over to my colleague Ashish to take it ahead. Thank you.
Okay. So, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is always tough to be on fourth, and talking and seeking your attention in this time. So, I know it is tough for me, but I just request to have some attention towards, you know, what I want to show you about Bareilly Talbot Chassis System. First of all, introducing myself, my name is Ashish Gupta. I represent Bareilly Talbot Chassis System in the role of Chief Executive Officer. I have been working with the company for almost like 10 years now, and prior to this, I have another 20 years of experience, out of which around 7 years of working experience in overseas, especially in Germany and in CIS country, where I set up a greenfield project for supplying to General Motors Uzbekistan. And while in Germany, we were supplying to all the. Okay, now already my colleagues have already spoken about Talbots, and you will see in the subsequent presentation also about Talbots. So let me speak little bit about Marelli, which is the joint venture partner in this particular company. So Marelli is outcome of merger of two great companies. You know, in May 2019, there was a company, Marelli, which was a 100% daughter company of Fiat Chrysler, which got merged together with another company called Carsonic Consult. So since May 2019, these two entities are now called as Marelli Holding, and we have done with this company. They have operated in several business lines. They have 10 business lines, starting from lighting to powertrain to HVAC systems and, you know, motorsports and the Ride Dynamics. Our joint venture is with the Ride Dynamics vertical of Marelli Holding. Marelli overall is about more than, say, $10 billion dollar company, and the Ride Dynamics is about $1 billion annual revenue company. Okay, we now move to some numbers. On the left, you see the revenue growth that we had in the past or we are targeting now. So this particular joint venture came into being in 2012. So we are now in the 12th year of our operation, and from a humble beginning of around 30 crore of revenue in the first year, we have grown ourselves to reach to 210, and we target to reach to 700 crores. I will show in my next slide and my next talking that how we are going to achieve it. On the right, you see different graphs. The first one is talking about our increased focus on export. In 2016-17, we cracked our first export order with Jaguar Land Rover. This year, we did almost like more than 30 crores of revenue, almost 50 revenue came from exports in this year. And we plan to take it to almost like more than 35% in the next 4 years. You will see in the next slide which are the orders under pipeline to take such revenue to almost like 36% of the total revenue going to up till 2027. Then the next point is about the our increased focus on EV. We are suppliers to Nexon EV, which is the largest selling EV car in India. So we are present here, and we also supply to we also export our component for EV car, which is coming from the JLR Stable, I-PACE. So we supply our component to I-PACE, and we export them to UK from there. So this particular segment is also going to grow. Almost 30% of our revenues will come from EV cars going forward, which is around 200 crores. Then about the EBITDA margin, see currently we are more or less company which are doing suspension links, suspension arms, and such kind of products. And we plan to move into the larger product of suspensions. So that will improve our EBITDA. You will see in our slides how we are going to do it. So this particular slide shows you the orders which are already acquired and which are under development. I want to draw your attention on the first box, which is for the EV cradle that we are developing. So here, as I said, we are currently more or less supplying links and non-suspension arms. This is the large assembly specially being designed and developed for EV, which is going to go to the next generation EV car, which will be, I cannot name here, but that, that car will be launching soon, and we are developing this huge 25 kilo assembly for that. So that brings us into the larger segment of products for these vehicles. So till date, for example, our car content is about 1500 rupees per car. And such kind of product will bring another, say, 4,000, 4,500, even 7,000, till 7,000 rupees car content will increase by virtue of such kind of products. Also, in this slide, you will see that there are several other EV vehicles. So when you see this slide, this is about 190 crore of the product which are under development. And out of this 190 crore, almost 50% of the product are going to EV cars. This is what, wherein, as I said, on the last slide, that we are now developing a large EV cradle, which is specific to EVs. So that proves our capabilities to manufacture our products into the larger segment of suspension. And now we are targeting the other large suspension products like front cross member, rear two speed axles. So this kind of product we are targeting, and in fact we are working one of the OEM and we are working with them as a FSS supplier, full service supplier, where we are responsible for the design, for the design validation, for the product validation, and that takes us make more profit into those kind of products. So that's one, almost like 80 to 100 crore rupees of revenue is expected from this particular area of work we are doing. The second one is, as I said, we are now exporting since 2016-2017, we are exporting to UK. We have consistent growth. Two of our plants are JLRQ. Also, we are recognized by ECMA, last year, this year, for excellence in manufacturing, for the source, for digitization, for the health and safety. Also, we are working a lot on the ESG and the safety. So that brings confidence in Marelli, and they are now sourcing from India such kind of product. So almost greater than 100 crore rupees of revenue we are targeting from this particular work. The prototypes are already built, they are already being sent, and they are already under testing. So once this testing completes, we are expecting this particular order first. Going forward, we know that India has mainly say four regions for car manufacturing. One is Gurgaon, Manesar, where we have Maruti Suzuki, then we have Mumbai, Nasik, Pune region. The third one is Chennai, Bangalore. So from Faridabad factory, we represent Gurgaon, Manesar region. From Pune factory, we represent Mumbai, Nasik, this kind of region. For Chennai and Bangalore region, we supply to TKML, for example, via just-in-time warehouse over there. Now we plan to go into the new territory, which is Gujarat. In fact, you would have noticed Tata Motors just now acquired a Ford Motor plant. So their capacity is going to increase over there. And we want to capitalize upon that. And we want to start a new factory there and also export from there. Because that is also conducive for us to export from there to European market. And of course, growth in the extreme segment means we keep on increasing our share of business with the current customers, which is Maruti Suzuki, wherein we have almost like greater than 30% profit share for our suspension products. And then with the Tata Motor, we have almost like 65% market share for the control arms and links, and we keep on increasing our market share. So that's the roadmap, how we are going to achieve such kind of revenue growth for us. Thank you so much. Over. Yeah. Ready.
Thank you, Ashish ji. Good evening. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to discuss the current state and the future plan of our company. I am Rajiv Verma. I am taking care of Talgo Smargo as a business development head and taking care of our operations. So as of now, I am working with Talgo from the last 15 years. And overall, I have experience of around more than 25 years in the automobile sector, and especially in the rubber molding and the extrusion division. So I'm excited to share about with you the progress we have made and the opportunities that lies ahead. So Talgo Smargo Rubber Private Limited is a joint venture company between Smargo Rubber Industries Japan and Talgo Automotive Company Limited India. Our joint venture partner Smargo Rubber Industries Japan is a leading OEM supplier of anti-vibration products and hoses to the largest OEM globally, having global footprints in USA, Indonesia, Thailand, China, and the centralized R&D center at Japan. So about Talgo Smargo, we have started in 2013 with manufacturing of anti-vibration rubber molded products for passenger cars. The purpose of this joint venture was to achieve market differentiation and develop innovative and quality anti-vibration products. Primary purpose of the JV is to localize mounting mufflers for Maruti Suzuki India Limited, which was earlier being supplied from Smargo Rubber Industries to Maruti. And within a span of 1 year, we successfully localized 100% of all KD parts and got recognition as a superior performance in the field of focused model cost reduction in the year 2014-15. And subsequently, we have received Best Supplier Award for overall performance for two consecutive years in 17-18 and 18-19 from Maruti Suzuki India Limited. As of now, our share of business in mounting muffler and hangers for Maruti Suzuki is more than 90%. In the year 2015, we diversified our product line and set up an additional plant for extruded hoses and started catering to Maruti Suzuki. Margo Rubber Industries has played a vital role in raising the joint venture by providing strong technical support and know-how for product development and even for the manufacturing of machines, which helped us in making indigenized tendon line, extrusion line, which is first of its kind in machine in India for making three-layer hoses, extruded hoses. Our manufacturing equipment, process and systems are at par with the global benchmarks. Considering our consistent performance, our joint venture has given opportunities for insourcing and thus export from India to Margo, Japan for Fuso, Mitsubishi and Suzuki and other companies since year 2015. Last year, our export sales were to the tune of 10 crores. And Talbot Margo Rubber is now emerged as a leading supplier for rubber and rubber to metal bonded parts and hoses to various OEMs. The company has complete in-house value chain capabilities starting from mixing, compound mixing, metal preparation, molding and extrusion. And backed by its strength and operating excellence, the TMR is aggressively securing various orders from the domestic OEM, leading to an improved presence in automotive market. The company has indigenously developed complete end-to-end traceability through RFID cards and which also include POCI-OK and various processes. So in past year, we have achieved significant milestones, including increasing our market share, expanding our product line and improving our operational efficiency. Our growth revenue growth has been steady and big jump in 22-23. So in year 23, we are able to close to 82 crore per annum, which going to the tune of 180 crores in the next 5 years. So the the major is the E20 fuel, which helped us in implementation of the E20 fuel by the government, which helped us in giving a big jump. So E20 fuel is a new type of fuel that has been developed to reduce the amount of harmful emission from cars and other motor vehicles. It is a blend of 20% ethanol and 80% gasoline. So biofuel is gaining popularity because of it has the potential to significantly reduce pollution level if used on a large scale. So import needs approximately 85% of India's fuel need. In India, usually using petrol with a 20% ethanol blend would result in significant cost saving for the country. So the important timeline decided by the government of India for the implementation of E20 are April 2023 for the vehicle to be material compliant and 2025 for the vehicle to be fully E20 compliant. To support the same, we at TMR are able to develop the fluorocarbon FKM ECO biofuel hoses successfully in different categories such as fuel filler, breather hose and purge hoses, and started supplying to India's largest passenger car company, Maruti Suzuki. This gave thrust to our top line with an additional amount of around 50 crore per annum. As you can see, the all FKM fuel hoses, then breather hoses, then purge hoses. Then, along with that, also we have received good orders for the new upcoming model of Jimny. Okay, the company also expanded its product portfolio such as body mount and suspension bushes to MSIL for their very prestigious model Jimny, which gives an additional amount of around 17 crore per annum. Through all this, we will achieve up to 180 crore by the year 2027. To remain competitive in the market and achieve our business goal, we are constantly working to improve supply chain management, improve productivity, reduce rejection and streamlining the workflow and investing in employee training and the development. This will help us in improving our EBITDA margin to 13% in the year 2027. To cope up with the market demand, we have decided to expand our production capabilities by shifting our plant from Manesar to Bawal in Haryana, with an additional area of almost 1.8 times, along with the capital investment of around 7 crore in the machinery for financial year 2022. Operations from new facility is expected to start in the month of June 2023. Being an Indo-Japanese joint venture, now apart from Japanese OEM, our company has planned to explore new customers such as Tata Motors, Mahindra and other OEM, and also plan to export to JLR UK with a strong relationship with the Carbon Steel company, which ultimately will help us to expand our reach and growth drive. Looking ahead, we are focused on continuing to innovate and develop new products that will meet the challenging needs of our customers. Plan to invest in research and development in the phased manner, develop the new technologies and improve our products. This will help us to stay ahead with our competitors and offer better products to our customers. We are committed to maintaining our high standard of excellence and delivering value to our customers. We appreciate your continued support and look forward to sharing our progress with you in the coming months. Thank you for your time. With this, I hand over to Mr. Sushant.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Sushant Sinha. Today, I'm representing Talgo's joint venture, Nippon Nickel. I have been with the Talgo's for past 9 years, and I have overall experience of 25 years of the automotive and auto component industry. Allow me to introduce Nippon Nickel, Talgo's Private Limited, a leading two-wheeler automotive gasket manufacturer in India. This joint venture was formed or established in 2005 between Nippon Nickel Corporation of Japan and Talgo's Group of India. The company has grown to become a major supplier of gaskets to renowned two-wheelers and the manufacturers in India. Now, talking about Nippon Nickel Corporation, Nippon Nickel, a 85 billion yen corporation, was incorporated in 1955, as old as is the Talgo's group, and having a manufacturing bases globally, almost 9+ countries, and which includes the USA, Brazil, and in China. Notably, in fact, Nippon was the first one to use the steel into the cylinder head gasket technology. Today, Nippon hold almost 50+ global patents for material as well as for the products. If you're talking about the performance of this joint venture, the last year, the company generated revenue of around 86 crores, recording a growth of around 18% comparing to the previous fiscal year. Company has also optimized its supply chain, streamlined its manufacturing processes, resulting into the improved gross margin, which you can see on the right-hand side of this presentation. In fact, based on the upcoming economic trends and the customer quotas, it is projected that the company sales revenue will exhibit CAGR of 9% over the next 4 years and expected to clock 120 crores revenue in financial year 2020. In fact, the company has also established a strong partnership with Honda and Hero Motors Corporation, supplying them with the high quality sealings. In fact, this joint venture was created specifically to cater the sealing requirement for both Hero and the Honda. As a kind of a single source and a dedicated supplier. As a major supplier to these customers, our company agility, resilience, and proactive approach in meeting their stringent needs are evident, and this also helps us in achieving higher margins than others. We have also been recognized by these companies like Hero and Honda, supplying them with the kind of regular performance awards for our customers and acknowledging our best quality, consistent delivery, and development support. These awards serve as a testament to our unwavering commitment to excellence and our ability to consistently deliver high quality products and the services. Looking ahead, company remains committed to working closely with our strategic partners to develop the new engine programs that comply with the emerging regulation and improve the performance of the two-wheelers, adding further value to our product offerings. With our expertise, cutting technology, and the strong industry relationships, we are well positioned to achieve and project growth of 9% and maintaining the healthy margin. With this, I would like Mr. Naveen Juneja to continue the next of the presentation. Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for coming here on a weekday and listening to our Talbot's Plan 2, which we intend to show to you. My colleagues and presidents of each units have shown their roadmap for next 4 years to you. How we'll achieve that roadmap, I will just going to tell you. To achieve that roadmap, Gasket and ACL require a capex of around 50 crores and Protein require a capex of 60 crores. It means both of them together as a standalone basis require 110 crores, which we intended to fund it through internal approval only. We're not planning to borrow any money for that. The annual capex will be around 25 to 30 crores, which we are hopeful will match easily. And now coming to management committee, the major and the joint venture, Kansi joint venture, the major capex is 80 crores because our president is talking about multifold increase in turnover and setting up a new facility in Gujarat. And that 80 crores he will do from internal accruals and the bank finance, for which the bank sanction is already available with us. And that's our two minus 10 crores for Maruo because he has already done major expansion in this year. And Nippon is 5 crore only. And just want to clarify that Talbot in this grand venture, whatever borrowing will be there, Talbot will not contribute even a single rupee. It will be done through them only, through their accruals and through the borrowing at their own balance sheet strength.
Okay.
And no personal guarantee of Talbot also. And no corporate guarantee of Talbot will be involved in this. Secondly, I want to just clarify the capital employed with our companies, as on last audit results, means September results, I can say. Our capital employed in the standalone basis is around 385 crores, out of which around 240 is with the Gasket and balance is with the Progen. And coming to NLK, its capital employed is around, and we are already seeing 16-17% capital ROC in that area. And we hope to improve it further. NLK, the capital employed is 77 CR because they have kept huge amount of money, approximately 50 crore lying in the bank. And in the Magnetic mainly, my capital employed is 62 crores and Margo is 25 crores as of today. Now coming to now we are very determined. Can I continue? I always will continue.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are very excited with our growth for the next 4 years and we are hopeful to achieve decent bottom lines and ratios going forward. It's a small snapshot, but our revenue breakup is going to be for the last year which has closed. Out of this, you see, my first of all, 2 and 3 wheelers, which was around 18%, come down to 11% by 27. It means my dependence, so called world of EV, will be reduced. But my comments. Why are you taking my ears? Is it okay? Hello? Is it okay? So it shows my dependence on two-wheelers, which is now 18% last year. It will come down to 11%, near 11%. And my EV, which is just 2% last year, will go up to 12%. My EV, which is around 2% last year, will go up to 12%. And my other businesses will remain stable, but more or less stable, 39% will be a passenger vehicle, will go up to 38%. and rest are more or less same. 13% is my agri offloader, which will go up to 15% with the increased contribution by my coding division. So this is the pie we are targeting for 27. Just telling you, this is the situation as of today. 4 years are left. God willing, the things will improve further. As balance as the things, I will hand over to Anuj.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
That's right. Thank you, Levine. Thank you, everybody. I think we were able to give a nice perspective about Talbos to the investor community. As Levine mentioned, I think this is a very important slide that you see, and how we continue to be in every segment, we continue to be in every platform, and continue to be in every sort of mobility that is there both domestically and globally. I personally believe with all our talks with a lot of OEMs in the world, there will be IC engine, there will be hydrogen fuel cell engines, there will be hydrogen ICE engines, there's going to be, hybrid models, there's going to be, a lot of stuff is happening, CNG, LPG, but we will be a part of the automotive mobility till the day is there. Would like to just highlight one small point only, that while making out this slide, we did discount that how much business we may lose to the electrification if it happens in the country. We only foresee about a 20 crore kind of a number to go away from our top line from the scooter segment, because that is what is really moving. Motorcycles of Bajaj and Hero are selling very well, both in the domestic market and the export. But the scooter segment can be compromised with the Ola and the Ather. So we did a little calculation, about 20 crores is what we see. I think this is the last slide for the evening before we open up to question and answers. It's called Talbos 2.0. It's the era of T20, so that's why Talbos 2.0. We're looking to double our turnover to about 2,200 crores in 4 years across all our divisions. And I think we have the order book for it. We did acquire a very large order book, about 1,000 crores in the last fiscal across the next 4 to 5 years. So that's a part of it. We have discounted the EV number that I told you about 20 odd crores has already been discounted. So as on today, as we stand with what the president have told you and the CFO has mentioned you about the CapEx is, I think we can achieve these numbers in the next 4 years. If, again, as on today, I can't predict what happens tomorrow, whether it is a COVID wave or a war, I don't know about that. We're not, astrologers, but as businessmen, as leaders, I think we should get here. But what's interesting to see is how the gaskets and the heat shield business line comes down from about 42% to 32%, because, it come down, still a cash cow business. But you see forging and the chassis units growing at a very fast rate. As explained to you by Vivek and Ashish, that there's a lot happening in this. I'd like to take 2 minutes out here. I think in the forging space, what's happened is the West doesn't want to forge anymore. So India has a good chance to forge. And a lot of companies that we are dealing with in the UK or Europe, a lot of the tier ones are not being able to manage their finances due to the high interest rates that are there, and also, that whole work from home culture is still prevalent in the UK and Europe. So a lot of opportunities are going to come our way for the forging unit, where you'll see it grow to almost, it'll contribute about 23% going forward. Chassis, as Ashish explained to you, a lot of traction is happening for us here, because Tata Motors bought the Ford plant in Gujarat, they bought that. And a lot of the tier ones, which were here in India for Ford and for GM, have pretty much. So that business has come to us. And in fact, that's what he explained to you, that he may have to go to Gujarat very, very soon to put up a new facility. So both Morelli and forging should contribute about 50% going forward. I think with that, we'd like to end. There's one more? Yeah, this one?
Yeah.
Or this one?
This one.
Yeah, so maybe we can take this one also. No problem.
Now, when I increase focus, this is a summary of bottom line summary, what is the look the bottom line approximately. My share of export, we had from current level of 25% last year, we jumped up to 35%, as a result of which, my EBITDA margin, which is hovering around 14%, sometimes 13.8, sometimes 14.25, will definitely jump by to 15 to 16%, but I hope so it will may cross 16 also. ROC will definitely go up by 20% plus, it may 22, 23 also. And I showed my debt will always remain below 100. It will not go up. Because some debt is required in the business. And it will be below 100. And always everything will be fine. But and things are fine also. And we will be working toward a greater height, sell goes to the increased ratios, increased margins, and increased wealth for our shareholders, where we have dividend or the market appreciation will go up. And this is the situation as of today. Things are may happen for the betterment. We are open. We are not closed our eyes. We can add more products. We can add more TA in the times to come. Plus 4 years is a long period. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will now
begin. We open the floor for question and answers. First, we'll take questions from the online team. If there are any questions, let me know. We'll just wait for a second. And over here, if anyone has a question, you can raise your hand and we'll have the mics given here.
Participants connected virtually via phone lines, if you wish to ask a question, please enter star and one on your touchtone telephone. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. There are no virtual questions.
Sure. So we can start the Q&A over here. Anyone who has a question can raise your hands. Thank you.
I'm Ashwin Agarwal. Thank you for a detailed presentation and overview. Could you give us an update? You already spoke about the threat of 20 crores due to EV. So is this a worst case scenario or do you expect any more impact? And this projection which you have given, including the 1000 crores order book, could you add more color to that order book and how do you see the further order book strengthening in order for you to achieve the goal of doubling the revenue?
The projections we have given of 20 crore approximately is the current scenario. We don't think things will go because there is normal growth in the IC also. What we have foreseen because last year there was the last quarter there was some good growth in EV market, but my overall growth in the EV, sorry, not EV, IC is much more. If you see NLK has grown by 18%, which is 100% two wheeler, it has grown by 18%. In standalone basis, we are single source to Bajaj, but we are also grown there by 10 to 12%. The growth is there. And currently, our position is also very good. Even Hero, this year, talking about is 4.5 or 5 or something. They're talking about 6.5 million. Hero, projections are with us. So, there will be both the things will exist. There are issues with the EV also, you read in the paper because subsidies, stuff, etc., etc. But we have taken a decent view on this. Let's assume 23 will be down. Okay? But, no, first case, I don't know. But they are all factored. It all factored. Regarding the order book you are talking about, The 1,000 crore order book is divided primarily into four businesses. My gasket heat sheet, the sheet I'm telling you, the heat sheet in the sense, divided over a period of 5 years, it means 200 crore per annum business, approximately. It, on which my heat sheet of Hyundai, Kia, Maruti contributes about 25 to 30 crores approximately. My Kamaz contributes 15 crores of export. My Volvo and Jaguar Cummins contributes about 30 crores approximately. So this is the breakup of that gasket front. On the forging front, 75 crores per annum is, we have shown you my JCB, but God willing, that is the first phase. Wait for another 1 year, it can double also. And we have not factored that. And my export to GKN, my export to Dana and BMW, these are all the contributors for the growth of 1,000 crore. This 200 per annum growth is that. Third is negative mainly. 34 crore is my cradle. Then we have got some businesses for other JLR export that is also contributed, has been here. That is again a business of 50-60 crore per annum is here. And then last is Margo Rubber. Margo Rubber is talking about 40 to 30 crore business per annum of anti-vibration and the new hoses. That is all contributed towards 1,000 crore, is it 200 crore per annum. Some has started in the last quarter of some year, last quarter of last year. Some will start in this year. I think by the end of this year, 80% will be commissioned, all orders.
So by FY27, what portion of exports would be from North America? Because you are primarily dependent on Europe.
I think we have, just a minute. North America will be out of, if it is paid 35% of 2,000, let's assume, broadly, I'm talking 700 crores of exports. North America will not move in 25-30 crores. They move 50 crores approximately. 50 crores.
Okay. So it will be primarily
Cummins.
Okay.
Primarily Cummins and Meritor will be there. I don't know if now there. It can go up to 75 also. Okay. That is it. Meritor is have a purchase office in India. That is for the low cost thing.
So Cummins is more of an understanding and a long term agreement or it's a take or pay?
It's an agreement.
Okay. So lastly, could you talk about QH Talbros? You know, there is some cross-holding between Talbros International as well as this company. So what does this company do? What is the size? Can we have a simpler structure of holding?
It is an old story, old thing. It's nothing new. Give us 3-4 years. After that, we will dissolve that.
So that business would come back to...
There's no conflict of interest in different product lines altogether.
There's no sale purchase, anything. It's only a small little point of action for forging, that nothing else.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, hi sir, Nikhil Runta here from Nippon India Mutual Fund. Sir, just wanted to check, we are present across the board in various product lines, in various segments. On the technology side, how well are we placed? I mean, in our products, do we have any technological competence as well, or is it mostly the relationship wherein we are working?
Relationship has to a small extent. It can't go beyond a limit because in gasket, we have it for them. Always have a joint venture and a collaboration from day one. First it was Prince Talbots. After that, Federal Mughal was my partner till 2010. His equity was there, 30% equity before IPO. IPO came, it was there. 2-3 years, I think so. It was there. 30%. We learned a lot in Federal Mughal. After that, because Federal Mughal had a claim of in the U.S. for the which material? As well as material, industrial use. So they decided, as those days we were also using the industry, both asbestos material. They decided that they will not have any financial contribution in the companies that make asbestos. So that we bought their shares from Petromogul, but their technical agreement remained until 2013. Okay. After that, we entered into a Sandhava packaging. That is a gasket manufacturer for Japanese for post-coating technology, that is steaming force. And we are, and Cummins, etc., we are had enough knowledge for these products, and we are the top tier of everything. And whatever NLK has it for two-wheelers, they have it, I have with Japanese. We also learn from them. Same. NLK is NLK. They are the preferred vendor for Honda all over the world. Wherever Honda plant is there, NLK has to be there. So that is, on the heat sheet front, we have a Sanwa tie-up, technology tie-up, fully push, they full support, they can do testing, etc. Everything is there, the people are here, every 6 months we go to OEM, etc. The full support is there. Now coming to other joint venture, you know that we have heard about Magnetic Medi, Margo Rubber, NLK, and forging, we don't have any tech there, forging doesn't require a joint venture per se. So these are the...
Right. Also, I'd like to add at a point that maybe in the tea break, we got Ashish here from Marelli Talbos, we got Rajiv here from Talbos Marugo.
You could also pick their brain as to amount of support they get unconditionally from our JV partners. Marelli is working day and night, the Marugo Japan is working day and night, so you can even talk to them during the tea break to see what kind of support they're getting. And a lot is happening, you know, behind the scenes. So that is there.
Sure. Secondly, are we also looking to enter any other or new product line over next 4 years, or is it only from these current product lines that we are planning for the doubling of revenue?
So, these projections that we've made are with our gasket business, heat shield business, forging business, chassis and rubber. This is what you see out here today. As Naveen mentioned in his closing remarks, that our eyes and ears are always open for new opportunities, because I think today we have the muscle power, debt is on the low side, so we're constantly looking at new opportunities.
Hello, I want to add more. These JVs have more scope. All products are not covered now. In these projections also, Indian mods, Margomix, but as you can do,
what more you can do, Indian mods, I don't know.
So, in our JV partner, Marugo Rubber, they are into, right now, we are only doing 50% of those product range. So, balance like silicon wrapped hoses and all that for industrial application, they are very good in their, in Marugo Japan. So, in those fields, we are not yet entered yet, and in future, our planning are to enter into that. And also the hydro mounts for engine mounts, everything.
And these joint ventures cover those areas also.
Yes.
It is part of joint venture that they will develop these products here. And coming to MMT also,
let me just add to, what my colleague said about your question, I showed also in my presentation, we are today the biggest supplier in India for suspension arms and links. It is a suspension product. But there are larger products like front fork member or the rear twist beam axle. Now we are working with the OEMs to develop those parts for them. With our entry for EV cradle, which is a large, very large assembly, we have proven our abilities and our capabilities to develop such kind of product in India. With the help of Marelli, strong help of Marelli to us. Now we are talking in a serious discussion, very close to close that order, as a FSS supplier, wherein Marelli Torino will develop the, they are designing this product. We have already offered our design, which is meeting all the technical standards, the design aspects of the OEMs. So, that design per se, all the boundary conditions have been met. And, we will be responsible. So we do manufacturing over here and then we do design over there and the design validation and product validation is going to happen in Torino. So that's how the JV partner is fully integrated, and also we are expanding our product portfolio. I think you also saw some BIW name in my presentation. wherein, in fact, in 2020, while we set up our new plant in Pune, we also got opportunity to get into this particular segment. This year, we're going to export almost 35 crore rupees of DIW parts to Jaguar Land Rover. Already 20 crores of additional revenue I've already acquired. You would have seen in one of my slides where I say it is already acquired business now, apart from the 35 crores that we are going to supply this year. Another 50 crore is we are targeting. We are working, you know, with so many RFQs because Jaguar, you know, is changing their entire stable of cars by they're gonna come up with the electric modular architecture EMA vehicles, and we are now picking up order from them, expanding our portfolio apart from suspension to BIW, and also expanding our suspension portfolio as such. Thank you.
Right. So last question from my side, you mentioned that you are keeping your eyes and ears open for any new opportunities. Are we also open for any inorganic opportunities which has come
out? Yes, it includes that also.
And that will be primarily either from internal accrual or up to debt of 100 crores, right?
It depends on the size of the opportunity.
Okay. But we won't be going beyond 100 crores of debt, right? Or we might go if required?
If required, maybe for 1 year, then come back.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm Chetan Cholera. Thank you very much for the good presentation. I just wanted to know, is there any other than these JVs, is there any other private limited company of the promoter who are in auto component or maybe overlapping of customer component? I just wanted to know.
Yeah, yes, there is a company by the name of U.S. Jarbo Private Limited, which was a joint venture with Aphenia till 4 years back. We acquired the equity 40% because they sold the, they are selling the equity to a fund. So we acquired that. And, that company makes suspension components only for four wheelers. And also, their customers are Indian customers, maybe one or two common, but export customers are not common. And that is not in JLR, BP, and it's not in Danco, Carraro, etc. And, we are looking for a partner in this business because we want to do a capital partner. We are saying looking in this business about 40% equity, we want to give to a JV partner. We have a problem. There is only one company.
Hi, sir. Abhishek Shah from Valcore Capital. Sir, if I look at the CAPEX slide that you had, so when I look at the current turnover is about 1,000 crores. We're looking at something around 2,200 crores. So incremental 1,200 crores, and the capex requirement is only 200 odd crores. So just trying to understand, this is also knowing gasket capacity utilization is 85%. Other businesses are also at 70-75%. So how do you intend to do that? Because say five times gross block to sales.
Yeah, but regarding forging are already incurred huge capex this year. Forging may, what is there? If we put a, he requires, he has a forging, there are two things in forging. Forging and machining. Okay. He is working at 65-70% in forging. 30% line maker. Maybe not 100%, maybe 20% line maker. And, but machining is not there. Now we are putting machine in which CFC costs 20-25 lakhs. So it's not major effect there. By adding 15 machines, a 20 machines, he can turn over and utilize the forging. He's looking also a major forging press of 4,000 tons, which will be 10-15 crore speed more. That can give you a top line of 50 crore alone. So we have done a working. At the end of day, we'll see, okay, it is related to heavy tonnage, is entering into heavy tonnage component. The realization of that part is much more than the current. So realization will also be heavy.
That's true.
And regarding my gasket, here we are already incurred huge capex of gasket in our heat shield business, which is, heat shield business is around 40% of the capacity is working, at present 40% of the capacity of that expansion line. Still there is a lot of scope in that. And we are not trying to build any, buy any new factory or maybe we add small shed of 1.5-2 crores. So there, now the balance equipment, etc. is required.
So is that the case with others also? Forging will be 500 crores, retail will be another 60-70 crores.
90 crores.
And remaining 500-600 also similar math in terms of...
Like my harness, I talk my harness, which way if runner book come in. Already one side is there, second side half of the machines are with me. Half, and the 5-6 crores I require, I can produce 30,000 pieces per annum. Per month, sorry. I am producing as well as 10,000-11,000. So capacity is going up, no major money is required for the capacity. This is already development there. You can see how much capacity has done, how much turnover has gone up.
Sorry, just to add further, on a gross block of 380 crores, at full utilization, can we do 1,400-1,500 crores turnover or as per what
you are saying? We can do. Next year, you are just telling me the way. Next year is 61,275-280. Is that what a machine chahiye? Baki aur ho gaya. Price nahi chahiye abhi. I have 22,000 and 21,000 tons capacity there. In actual one, last year only 13,000 only. So he can produce.
Got it. So next question. You mentioned 20 crores is the exposure to EV. I just want to dwell in further on that. 20 crores as if EV actually comes in, the hit to our total turnover could be about 20 crores.
If No. But hit will be 20 crores.
Hit will be 20 crores.
How is it related? We cater to 3 decimal of 2-wheelers. Hero, Honda and Bajaj. 2-wheelers, we are major in scooters. Scooter is different Honda. Right? Honda sale last year was 23-24 crores. If I consider no growth in IC, the growth is there this year, by the way. 5-6 crores will be down, say 25%. So, they are not 2-wheelers. They are not scooters, they are motorcycles. Motorcycles may 5% pakad lo, 7% pakad lo. Then Bajaj. Bajaj may 40% of scooters. यहाँ पे आई नहीं वो अभी टॉप को जैसे से हमारा भी कुछ हाल होगा हमने वो भी जैसे से कर लिया कौन से कौन
Got it. So one more on forging. So our forging business is 225 odd crores. So just trying to understand the clientele that we've got for new orders and the size of orders are quite significant. I'm just trying to understand for a company, for a business which is just 200 odd crores, what is the differentiating factor? Is it R&D? Is it cost?
I'm getting to. The differentiating factor is, first we are true to our customers. If a customer pays for a particular material, particular grade of material, whether it is, there are different grades in steel. We use that material. We never cheat on customer number one. We have warehouses wherever required, very good quality, timely delivery, and
I would like to answer this. You're right. Differentiator, as I mentioned, one is that, we are adding up a new customer from which we are getting, as you have seen, second number is coming from JCB. So we have got an order for their hydraulic business. So in JCB, roughly in one JCB, there are 16 cylinders which are acting. We have backed the order and we are going to be single source for their UK plant. And that they will be producing 500,000, volume we will be giving it to them. So that is a new segment we have opened for them. So they have been called as a dump end. So in every cylinder, there's an IN and dump end. Put together, this is the one. Then second, there are two more parts which goes into that same cylinder that we are anticipating in next coming year, which we have not factored in this. So roughly I'm seeing a volume and business is going to be around 150 crores after 2 to 3 years. This is one. The second is for BMW cars, we are supplying to BMW chassis parts. And that we are supplying since last 5 years, that is only chassis. They are not buying any gear components from India. They are forging and making the gear blanks in their European plant. But we have backed one business for Gen 5 car, which is running. So they are developing an alternate source from India, looking into the challenges which they are facing there in Europe. So after finishing this small 13 crore order, another Gen 6, they are in a pipeline and development stage that they will be launching in a 2027. So we are working for them. So we are coming up with a unique product. Then other mentioned as a Meritor. So they are into off-island making companion flanges for tar transfer to the commercial vehicle, heavy commercial vehicle part. So we have added a new machine, which is a serration milling machine. So in a one pass, they will cut it. That's the product we are adding up. Then we have added in India, we are not doing any business with Tata. So just a couple of months back, we have bagged a new order for them, around 24 crores. So this is for the, again, front hub part. They are having current volume of around 2 lakhs per month, which they are giving me a small as an alternate source they are developing. So we are going with our uniqueness. Again, another USP is we are very good on getting a weight optimization, because in forging, weight is the main thing. The second point is, as I said, we are having tool designing, tool manufacturing, forging, machining, all within four walls. So that gives me a flexibility. Whatever I am facing there at a customer requirement or in machining, I can quickly go back and correct it. That is the reason I am bagging it. So these are various things like JLR. They came to us with parts which were sheet metal, steel rod, sheet metal. I made the composite, you know, one single part. Similarly for JCB, the parts which I said, because JCB is having a small capacity like 1.7 kg part to 30 kg part. So they were not able to, in Europe, they were casting them, or they were making those parts from solid block. So we have converted them into forging. So these kind of things are giving, you know, flexibility to cater their demand. So these are the major focus we are working on the technology front.
Also, just to add to the points you all made, I think a lot of the answer lies in our delivery and our performance across customers. I mean, so such a small world in automotive, that today a Jaguar buyer will become tomorrow a JCB buyer. Today a Maruti buyer will become a Tata buyer, and a Fiat buyer will become a Shogun buyer. So the relationships and deliveries also help a lot. And I think that's what will also happen across our group, that, you know, we make good contacts and we make good networking through our delivery performances to our OEMs, and they keep changing. So to be honest with you, a lot of the opportunities that come to us come by rotation of these sourcing buyers, which go from, you know, OEM to OEM, and that plays a very, very big role. And one more thing I'd like to say to you all is that I mentioned in my speech, in my closing remark, that the West does not want to forge anymore. The West doesn't want to stamp anymore, right? It's dirty world. I mean, they don't want to do it anymore. So the business will come to India, this whole China Plus One strategy. Our, you know, quality norms are very, very good, and I think it's power the world. I mean, I invite all of you, not at the same time, but maybe come to our plants to see our systems, our, you know, our you know, quality systems that we've established.
All these plants are audited by BMW, JCB. They do the complete audit.
So just to add on this, I personally visited what I'm talking about, JCB, their plant, and I have gone through their entire, you know, manufacturing process, and then I found this also we can do. So we give them a perspective to their operations team, what challenges we were facing, how we can overcome. Then they said, we are making these parts from solid blocks. I said, I can forge it. We are casting it. We can forge it. So we started with hydraulic division. Now we have bagged a business from their chassis division also. So they used to make tipping links. So I have got that. Then for gear, so they used to make a retainer plate. So I am presenting to their segment within one customer. Next point is coming, they are now struggling with some of their suppliers closing businesses overnight. So then they call us, can you do this business, can you do this, develop this part and supply it to us, we will airlift it. So even we are supporting them by getting their drawings overnight, you know, we can make tool, develop it, send a sample over a DHL. Once they approve, we start immediate SOP, no PPAP 1, 2, 3, the kind of trust they have on us. And similarly, we have added in similar kind of around 8 to 10 crores business in last two quarters. So that we are, you know, grabbing those opportunities. If my customer is struggling, they are facing challenges, we are helping them to overcome. Like during COVID period, they were getting challenges for getting supplies from China or from some other places. So they can't stop their lines. So we are helping them, as he mentioned about the warehousing. One of my customers, I was doing hardly around 20 crores business per annum with them from Europe. They said, if you can set up a warehousing here, I can increase your share if you just give me a comfort on that. Today, I am doing 40 crores business with him within 1.5 years. And next year projection is around 47 crores. I have just established a warehouse there at Venice. And we are supplying to them. So they are shifting those share of business. Then I mentioned
I'm a flexible of supplying 100 to 200 parts per annum to 1 million parts. In Europe, people don't do that. They don't work in that small MOQ of 200 pieces per annum. But I'm serving them. So these kind of areas we are leveraging and supplying to them.
Thank you.
Just wait for a second if anyone has a question.
Hi, Dipen here. Just a very small question on the aftermarket business. What's your outlook on the aftermarket business and any further major plans to enter that market and going forward?
Market business is domestic business also, export business also. In the only in the gaskets, the business is there, it's not in any other businesses. In the domestic segment, it will grow by 10 to 12% per annum, or more than that. In the export segment, of course, there is a good. We are looking. And last year it was about 45-50 crores. We are looking to in the next 4 years, we are looking 80 to 85 crores. By adding new quarters.
Export part.
Yeah.
Only aftermarket.
Aftermarket.
Only aftermarket, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you everyone for joining us for this event. I request you all to all join us for the high tea. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you to all the people who joined online
also. Queries, please look at.
Guys, one thing, this presentation has been uploaded on the stock exchanges.
Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.